I remember at half time I was a raving maniac in most matches. I would do all my hard work, all my rollicking at half time. Full time, too late. The whistle's gone. You can't replace that. You've got to go another way. Or I looked at it another way. First of all, I looked at myself and saw whether I'd been thorough enough and seen if I'd missed anything out. Because the one thing we had, you don't want to bring fear about the opponents into the camp. I didn't anyway. That's the way I worked. So I had my scouts watch them twice, and the report came back. The only way they can score against us, if we're all on top of our game, is from set pieces. Sutton scored from two set pieces. Now, at half-time, I went bananas. There was just a sheet of plastic between the dressing rooms. And one of the boys pointed out and said, John, they can hear everything you're saying. I said, well, perhaps they'll do what they've been told, and you, which I told you everything to do. I got everything right in the first half, and you never listened to me once. So, therefore, good luck to them. They're on small money. You're on big money in comparison, which it was those days, as it is now, really. And I just said, you know, you've got to get back into that game. And Dave Phillips went and got the goal. I thought, thank God for that. And then suddenly, bang, we were back in trouble again.
So how did you pick them up, though? Because actually 1989 was a great season.
Yeah, I was. You know, to be fact, we must have done a fair job, you know. All I said to the players was, look, it's too late. The match is over. I was never a destroyer of players after the match. I let them have time to think over their own performances. And I'd just go in and say, well, that's a disgrace, and I'd walk out. And point out the things on a Monday morning. And we worked hard all the rest of the weeks and won our next two matches in the First Division, which was, you know, against different opposition, really. And they went and won them both. But you've got to pat them on the back. You've got to pick the dressing room up. You've got to have a laugh. You've got to have a joke. You've got to go out training, not treat it as a joke, but be in a happier mood yourself, because that spreads into the players.
And what do you do if you are that frustrated with your team of players that you feel that you have been utterly let down by them? And also, Stephen Presley has got a job on to keep connection with the fans at the moment as well. Do you think he's got that at the back of his mind?
Yeah, I think he has, because one of my talks on the Monday morning was to think how much it costs the fans to get down to there to see a performance like that. From a side that was a very good side, it was a brilliant side, and they just relaxed for those few minutes and you suffer the results. So Steve, my advice to Steve is, forget it. Get it out of the way. Forget it. Take it out of their minds completely. Every one of those players has got to improve on his performance. That's all I'd say. Every one of you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, right, I've got to be better than I was. You know, you look at it and say, come on, boys, let's get back together. Let's get the team spirit going and let's get things moving. And listen and learn. You know, there are so many things they'd forget that would slip out of their mind if you didn't put it on in training.